Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. I hope everyone is well. Important announcement, next week will be Zoom only, okay? So the next Wednesday will be Zoom only. The Sha'arei office will send the reminder, and I will also post it on the WhatsApp Sha'arei class group. So next week is Zoom only. For most of you, it's Zoom always anyways, so it's not really relevant, but just in case, I'm letting you know. Okay, fine. So let us get into our learning. We are learning Lezechen Nishmasan, Lidui Nishmasan. I want to make sure my core is okay, yeah. We are learning Lezechen, Lidui Nishmas, Miriam Fun, Miriam Baschai Mitzak, Allah HaHasham. May her Neshama continue to merit Azuchas Aliyah, as well as Azuchira Latova through our Devrei Torah and our Avodas Hashem, that Azur Hashem emanates from the Shir that we learn together. So last time we were supposed to start in faith, start in faith over fear, but based on a comment that Joanna made, we digressed into an incredible shiur about the Shvatim and how really we understand that a person can create neural pathways. And if we worry about something, if you spend your whole life worrying about something, that's never even going to happen. And we really saw it based on the Torah. So what we're going to do now is really go back to faith. I just want to tell you something funny, okay? I had this past week two dinners in a row. On Motzei Shabbos, I had the Har Torah dinner, Yeshiva Har Torah. My brother was a Baruch Hashem honored. He's a very beloved Rabbi, Rabbi Dov Fried, and he's been a Rabbi there for 13 years, and he was honored. So that was Motzei Shabbos. It was out on the island. I remember somewhere out on the island, like 35, 40 minutes away. That was Motzei Shabbos. And then Sunday night, we had the Darchi dinner. So I had two dinners, two nights in a row. So Motzei Shabbos, there was the buffet dinner, and then there was the program, beautiful program, then there was dessert. So I didn't eat dessert with mindfulness, I just ate dessert. Then Sunday night, before I had the brownie square, I thought to myself, my neshama really doesn't need this or want this, but my outer self does. I am going to eat this because I'm not strong enough to resist. And then I ate it. But I really did it. I promise. The first night, the first dinner, I just ate it. I'm like, okay, I'm just eating this. It was like some kind of little chocolate with some cream inside. It was like a mini pastry. I just ate it. I thought, no, Michal, you weren't eating with mindfulness. So Sunday night at the Darchi dinner, I said, I know my inner component does not want this, but my outer component does. I know that I was really looking at the brownie thing. This, not out loud. I wasn't talking about it at the table. Don't worry. I know the outer component controls me more than the inner. This is a true story. Since I know I'm more controlled by the outer than the inner, I should not fight against the outer. I don't have the strength to do so. Therefore, I will eat the food. It's clear to me my true ratzon is not to eat. I can't yet overcome that ratzon. Therefore, I'll eat. And then I ate the brownie. Okay, so I did it. Eating with mindfulness. I still ate it. I don't think it was the case where any cook was going to be insulted if I didn't eat the dessert because it wasn't like that. When there's so many people, they don't know. Anyway, they put it on the table. A lot of it goes back, Rahman Slan. Anyway, so that's what happened. I ate with mindfulness. If you missed the beginning of the shiur and you're just walking in, go online and listen to the first 2 minutes if you want to smile. Okay, eating with mindfulness. What will you accomplish by this? You will not be eating out of habit. In a few sentences, we're about to go into the faith over fear, which is really where we were up to before Joanna's comment last time led to a whole different shiur. What will you accomplish? You will not be eating out of habit. So at least you'll be eating mindfully. I really don't. My neshama doesn't want the brownie. My inner ratzon is I don't want it. My outer ratzon does. So I'm going to eat it because I'm not strong enough. But at least you're eating with intent. You're eating with kavana. You won't just be eating out of habit. First, you consider, is this food helpful for my avodas Hashem or not? You'll realize it's not helpful. Then you'll say, what do I want? The I of my neshama does not want to eat. The I of my body does want to eat. You will notice in this area, the body, namely the animal soul, the nefesh habehami, is what rules. And now we are up to faith over fear. And like you remember 2 weeks ago, we didn't get to the portion on food. And then last week, we didn't get to it either. So now I am going to it. So no comments, oath. I'm just joking. No, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. Okay? So here we go. Okay? So if you recall, what we're learning about is worry. That what we were up to in the Sefer Faith over fear before he gets
right.
Worry.
The brothers were...
That exactly. We just worry about nothing. The river of worry never runs dry. When you have children, you worry about raising them. Then you worry about providing for them. Then you worry about tuition. Then you worry about marrying them off. Then your worry increases greatly if you have girls. But the wise man pulls you over and he says, you know, don't think boys are so easy either. Your worry just grows and grows. And finally, you reach a stage in life when sticky-faced grandchildren are pulling on your legs. Zadie, Zadie, make that funny noise. But you can't appreciate that because your mind is so used to worrying, you don't know how to turn it off, which is what we related to the Shvatim very much. You never learn not to worry. Anxiety and fear steal a person's life. Anxiety and fear steal a person's life. And when he gets to the next world, Hashem is tainus against him, complains against him. Why? For not enjoying the life and health he was given. So Hashem is going to say, I gave you life, I gave you health. You were so busy worrying, you didn't even enjoy what you have. I have tainus against you. What are we going to say? You were provided with everything you need, but you chose to fling it all away in exchange for nothing, in exchange for worry. Bitachon, on the other hand, betach b'Hashem chesed yisov avenu, wants to give you life. B'habotech b'Hashem, he who trusts in God, chesed yisov avenu, chesed, kindness, will surround him. So now he goes into the inyan of food. What do Birkas HaNehenin teach us? There's different kinds of brachos. There's brachos HaMitzvah before you make a mitzvah. Before you do certain mitzvos, we make a bracha. So not all mitzvos have a bracha, for example, just to put that out there. Like there's a kasha, why do we make a bracha on Kibbutz Ava'im? Why do you make a bracha on Bikur Cholav? Okay? Anyway, so the Maisa, many mitzvos do have brachos. One category of brachos is Birkas HaNe'anin, which is when you enjoy something, hana'a, pleasure. So when you have, there's Birkas HaRi'iyah, when you see something, there's Birkas Mitzvos, and there's Birkas HaNe'anin, when you enjoy something, when you have Hana from it, so you have to make a bracha. You can't enjoy anything in this world without a bracha. You can't enjoy learning Torah without making a bracha in the morning. You can't enjoy Hashem's food without making a blessing on that food. You can kind of enjoy the pleasure of being able to use the bathroom normally without making a bracha on using the bathroom. You can't enjoy sleep. One of the greatest gifts of God, without saying Hamapo. So a Birkas HaNe'anin is a Birka where you enjoy something. The Gemara says in Brachos Lamed, hey, the one who eats something in this world without making a bracha is something like someone who steals Hekdesh from the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to steal what is designated as holy for the service of God. Everything in this world is designated as holy to God. What gives us permission to utilize and to enjoy, to benefit from Hashem's world, whether it's sleep, or limud Torah, or food, or relieving oneself, is the bracha. That is our permission. So what do Birkas HaNe'anin teach us? Enjoy this world. Nahanaha. Have hana'a from Hashem's world. And bless God for it. So you should enjoy it and you should bless him. But the worry sick man does not enjoy the apple he eats. And we've been waiting for 2 weeks. He does not enjoy the apple he eats because his mind is absent. It is difficult for us to have kavana when making brachos. Why is it so difficult for us to have kavana when we make brachos? It's true, it's very difficult to have kavana. Even if you try and pay attention, you'll sometimes I'll say, like, to the person I'm saying that they would die, make a bracha on this. How could I even say he's going to make a bracha on this? If you have kavana, you're not going to forget if you've made a bracha on this or not. Do you know why you don't have kavana when you say brachos? So he gives a different reason than what we would typically think. Remember, I'm coming from the Sefer Faith Over Fear, Path to Bitachon, compared by Rabbi Yehuda Kilson, based on the Vadim and Sefer Madrigas HaAdam of HaRav Yechiel Yitzchak Per. Okay, why is it difficult to have kavana before we make our brachos? Because you don't have kavana when you eat. We think it's because I'm talking to someone in the kitchen, I'm texting on my phone, I'm writing a list or a menu while I'm making the bracha, I'm absent-minded. Do you know why you don't have kavana when you say brachos? Because you don't have kavana when you eat. Everything today is so rushed. Everyone's doing a million things all the time. We're just shoveling in the food, moving to the next meal, running from place to place, getting to where I have to be, setting the timer. How many minutes do the shirts need to be in the dryer? Take a bite. Am I allowed to leave the kitchen while I make a bracha? Do I need to make another bracha? Take the shirts out of the dryer. Come back upstairs. Get a safer from the shelf. Prepare the shirt. Make a phone call. That's all about you're eating. Who's thinking about the food? You don't have kavana when you eat. And some of this is italicized. That's why, italics, you're not mekavin in the bracha. The reason we don't have intent, proper kavana, when we make a bracha, he says, is because we don't have kavana when we eat our food. If you would only appreciate and pay attention to the pleasure of the act of eating, the attention to the bracha would automatically fall. If you really appreciate it, it's a Birkas HaNe'anin. Thank you, Hashem, for this beautiful... Today I was eating a clementine, so I was Baruch Hashem having kavana during the bracha. So I was looking at the clementine, and I saw the outside, the... Not even the peel.
Oh, okay.
No, the pith is the white. Another rind. What encases all those little pulps? What's that white, the clear, the skin, I don't know what it's called, the edible part. Not the part you throw in the garbage.
Membrane.
The membrane? Oh, very cool. Okay, fine. So I was looking at the membrane, and part of it was open. I could see each individual little pulp that holds all that glorious juice. And I was thinking, Bar creates. I was thinking, look how amazing this creation is. But we don't always think about that. And then he says, if you have kavanah, how delicious it tastes. Your taste buds work. Your teeth work. Your swallowing abilities work. Your palate works. Your digestive system works. Things went into going, eating that orange, that clementine. If you have kavanah, if you appreciate and pay attention to the pleasure of the act of eating, the attention to the bracha would automatically follow. A man tries to be meticulous about his kavanah by chuckling and furrowing his brow. I say instead, you want to have kavanah? Enjoy the apple. He says, so many people have kavanah. You chuckle, you furrow your brow. I'll tell you the secret to having kavanah. Enjoy what you're eating. Anticipate taking a big juicy bite that dribbles down your chin and bask in the apple. That alone will do wonders for your kavanah. Look how stingy we are with ourselves. Look how generous bitachon wants us to be. Bitachon is one of the yesodos, the foundations of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. Sometimes when I speak about these ideas, people look at me like I'm some sort of reform rabbi. I speak about enjoying life and not worrying. And people think I'm promoting Yisurim. I think what I'm saying is kofos. They think I'm going around saying heretical thoughts. They think I'm promoting what is forbidden. They think Judaism obligates them to live a morose, am I saying the word right, morose? Serious, worry-filled life. If I'm Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, I have to be worrying all the time. I have to be chuckling and furrowing my brow. He says, no, think about how delicious the apple is going to taste. Think about the membrane that holds all the pulp. Think about the beautiful juice inside. Think about the vitamin C. Think how each pulp is going to burst in your mouth and what you're going to gain from it. Then you'll have kavanah. I speak about these ideas. People look at me like I'm some sort of reform rabbi. I say, enjoy life. I say, don't worry. And they think I'm promoting Yisurim. I'm recommending that people live a forbidden life. They think that Judaism means we have to live a morose, worry-filled life. It's amazing. People can live entire lives dedicated to Judaism, to Torah Mitzvos, and never know. One of the yesodos, the foundations of life, is to live with the Eibishter, God, to see his hand in your life. Live without fear. Enjoy life. This is a yesod of Yahados, because Hashem is constantly guiding you. And now I'm going to take a break a minute. We're breaking from the Sefer to God of faith over fear. We're now going to break to God of Meshach Chachma to prove a beautiful Torah source where you see in the Torah itself that we are commanded to enjoy life. And then we're going to come back. But the next section, which you're probably going to have to wait till next week, is the spiritual apple. So he goes from talking about enjoying a physical apple. Enjoy it. Enjoy the juice. Enjoy the crunchiness. Enjoy the sweetness. Enjoy the peel and all the vitamins that are in it. Enjoy the apple. Bask in it. That alone will do wonders for your kavanah. So if you think of what you are supposed to be enjoying, the hana'a, then when it comes to the birkas hanani, the blessing over that pleasure, you have the pleasure when you eat. But you can only have the kavanah if you're paying attention to what you're eating. And he says, I'm not a reform rabbi. I'm not promoting the serum. Judaism obligates us. One of the yesodos of life is to enjoy the lives that God gave us. And this will do wonders for our kavanah, our
mindfulness.
What?
Our mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Well, you missed the beginning of Shia, the first 2 minutes. Oh, you heard?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday night I ate my brownie with mindfulness. Okay. So I'm going to teach a Meshach Chachma. I will tell you that I've quoted this Meshach Chachma before, but I only quoted before the first line. Now I'm going to teach the entire Meshach Chachma. I actually never learned through the whole piece of the Meshach Chachma before preparing for this year. I would always only quote the beginning. The beginning is very good, but now I'm going to quote the whole thing and the footnotes along with it as well. Rav Meir Simcha Kohen Midivinsk. Meshach is a acronym. Which I only learned that a few months ago. I didn't know that either. Meir Simcha Kohen. Rav Meir Simcha Kohen Midivinsk, the Meshach Chachma, is most famous for his commentary on the Klalos, where he says they think Berlin is Yerushalayim. I don't remember if it's Kisavo. The Klalos are in Bechukosa and Kisavo. And in one of those parshas, is a very long piece, which I never learned through, which I would like to, at one point in time, where he famously talks about how they think Berlin is Yerushalayim. And how we make ourselves comfortable in Gaulus, so we forget where we're living and how the cult, Rachmana Litzlan. Okay, anyway, it's a very beautiful commentary to Chumash. The number of inyanim that I have learned are beautiful. It's also not so easy to learn through. So Rav Yehuda Cooperman was an expert. He was the head of Mechal. He was a dean when I was there. He led my trip to Europe. That's all. And he has a sefer where the top is the Mesher Chachma and the bottom is the footnotes with interpretation, because the Mesher Chachma is not such an easy pshat to learn. Okay? So the pasuk tells us, one second, I'm just going to get the pasukim here. It's just easier. I'm not getting up. Don't get up. Don't get up. Okay? The pasukim tell us in Bereishis. No, it's fine. Please don't. Okay? The pasukim tell us in Bereishis. Okay? When Hashem created Adam, and then when Isha was created. So, by Yitzhak, listen carefully. I'm in Perek, Beis, Psukim, Tes, Zayin, through Yod, Zayin. Okay? By Yitzhak, Hashem, Elohim, Al Ha'adam, Lemur. And Hashem, Elohim, commanded upon man, saying, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Ochel, Tochel. From every tree of the garden you shall surely eat. Ume Eitz Hadas, Tovira. Lo so chal mimenu, but from the tree of knowledge, good and bad, you shall not eat from it. Kibiyam achal chal mimenu, because on the day you eat from it, most tambus will surely die. Okay. And then immediately after, Vayom Hashem Elokim, lo tov heyos ha'adam levado, ezer lo ezer connected. There's a beautiful word on that. When did Hashem say, it's not good for man to be alone, I'll make a helper opposite him? After man became a mitzuva v'osa. Before there were any commands, man didn't need a helper. But as soon as you're commanded, you have a Yetzirah. Because now, if something's voluntary, so everybody's running to do it. If something's an obligation, it's not so easy, because that's when the Yetzirah, if it's all voluntary, the Yetzirah doesn't care if you do it or you don't do it. But when you are a mitzvah, so the Yetzirah gets in the way, it says, why would you want to do that? And he comes up with all sorts of excuses. This is not my verb, but I don't remember where I learned it or who says it, but it's brought down in a sefer that I don't remember the source. But only after Adam was commanded, then he needs a helper opposite him. He needs someone to be mechazik. He needs a support group to say, we can do this. We can fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. Okay. So if you look at this sequence, listen carefully. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Limur. Hashem Elokim commanded upon the man saying, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochel. The first sivui in the Chumash is eat. And then, Ume Eitz Hadas Tovira Lo Sochal Mimenu. What comes first? The Asay, I'm going to take you to Mesher Chachma again. Okay, let's just look at the Pesukim. What comes first is the Asay, eat from the fruit of the garden. What comes next is, there's one tree whose fruit you cannot eat. So first God introduced a mitzvah, Asay, thou shall do. And then God commanded, Alo Tasei, thou shalt not transgress. On the day you eat from it, you will surely die. So it's very interesting to ask people, what's the first sivui in the Torah? Some people will say pru or vu. Some people will say, don't eat from the fruit of the garden. No, that's the first sivui to Kal Yisrael on Parashas Bo. It's next week's Sedra. That's mitzvah Rishona Shen Tzavu Bo Yisrael. That's the first mitzvah in the Torah. So in the Torah, not Kal Yisrael, in the Chumash. So many will say Pru Avru Amidu Asaretz V'Kivshua, but the pasuk actually says there Vayivarech Elokim Es Adam Lemor, Vayivarech Osam Elokim Lemor. It's a bracha Pru Avru, and then people will say Nati from the fruit. The first mitzvah in the Torah is actually Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. The first time you see Vayitzav is here, Perek Al Pasuk Tazvav, Pasuk Tazayin, and God commanded upon the man saying, you shall eat from the fruit. So what's the first mitzvah in the Torah? Eat. Now, what happens before you go to the Mashach Chachma? What happens in Pasuk Gimel? What does Isha say to the Nachash? And the serpent was more cunning than all the beasts of the field that God made. And he said to the woman, so, God said, lo so chlu mikol eitz hagan. He says to her, I heard you can eat from any trees of the garden. Now we know that that's totally not what happened. Vatomer ha'isha al ha'nachash, and the woman said to Nachash, "Mipri ha'etz ha'gan nochal, we can eat from the trees, the fruit of the trees of the garden. However, mipri ha'etz asher besoch ha'gan, but from the fruit of the tree in the center of the garden, Elohim said, lo sochu mimenu, velo tigubo pen tamusun." Hashem said about the fruit in the middle of the garden from the tree, don't eat from it, don't touch it, lest you will die. Okay? So this is the sequence of two different, the command to Adam comes before Isha was created, the command to Adam comes before Isha was created, before, is it something I'm saying is not clear?
No, I was connecting back to last week.
So this is the sequence. Hashem is the first command in Torah is thou shalt eat from the fruit of the garden, mitzvahs aseh. The next thing is, lo tasei, thou shalt not eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and bad. And when Isha tells it over to Nachash, because Nachash entices her and says, sorry, I heard you can't eat from any fruit. So she says, that's not true. From the fruits of the trees, we can eat. But from the tree that's in the center of the garden, Elohim said, lo sochu mimenu, you can't eat from it. Okay. I now go to the Mesha Chachma on Parshas Bereishis. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. From all the trees of the garden you shall surely eat. Peirush. The interpretation is, Hu mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. So he is the one who proposes that the first, who points out, I shouldn't say proposes, the Torah is very clear. Yitzav Hashem Elkim Adam Lemer. Very clear that the first mitzvah is eat. Okay? So he points out that Peirush Hu mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to eat from the trees of the garden. Footnotes, I'm going to be telling you the footnotes of Rav Cooperman as well to help us understand why.
So you said Isha was created after
Hashem commanded this. Yeah, Hashem commanded in Perek Beis Pasuk Tazayin, and she's created in Perek Beis Pasuk Chav Beis.
Okay, so he told her?
Yes, it's a Tarsha Baal Peh. But I don't really want to get into that. Rav Sham Shofar her speaks about the aspects, and it's a Tarsha Baal Peh from Adam to her. And there's a Madrash, there's a famous Madrash. It's Madrash Shemos Rabbah in Perek Yates, Pasuk Gimel. Kol Somer LeBeis Yaakov V'Sageid LeBnei Yisrael, Atem Re'isim Asher Asisi LeMitzrayim V'Asez Chem Alkan Fein Yisrayim V'Aviyos Chem Eilai. The Madrash famously says, why did the women get the Torah first? Madrash Shemos Rabbah, Parshas Yisro. Why did the women get the Torah first? Because the Madrash says, by Ma'isa Bereishis, Hashem commanded Adam first. And not Isha. The woman didn't get it first. And look what happened. She brought death to the world. So by Matan Torah, Hashem makes sure that the woman hear first so it won't get lost in translation. Okay. Please try not to interrupt. I really need to get through the Meshech Chachma. It's already 8:54. I just want to get through the piece, please. Unless something I'm saying is like, mamash not clear. Okay? Then please interrupt me. One second. Peirush hu mitzvah. And also no comments on the chat unless they're relevant. I was teaching for a totally different venue the other night. And two women were having, hi, whatever her name was, how are you? Where have you been? I'm sorry, public service announcement. If you're having a private chat, please don't do it to interrupt the speaker. Just text that person privately on the chat. The whole group doesn't need to see. Fine, let's go. There was nobody here. It was two people I don't even know. Pei Rishu Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, says Rav Cooperman. Velo Rishus Bilvad. It's not talk about something that's permission, that's voluntary. It's not that I'm giving you permission. It's actually a mitzvah to eat from the fruit. There's a difference between something that's rishos, you have permission to do it, and something I'm commanding you to do. I'm trying to think of an example with your kids. You have permission to go to the backyard, or I'm having a private conversation in the kitchen with another adult, I command you to go to the backyard. Permission to go to the backyard means you could maybe go, it's a beautiful spring day, or you don't have to go. I command you to go outside means you have to go outside. So when the Meshech Chachma writes, Peirush hu mitzvah, it is a command, mikol eitz hagan ochel tochel. So Rav Cooperman points out, v'lo rishus bilvad. It's not optional. Ki kasha the Rabbeinu, the kasha of the Meshech Chachma is, gam halashon akfula. Why does Hashem say, ochel tochel? The command was, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Lemer, Perek Beis Pasuk Tazayim, God Elokim commanded upon the man, saying, "Oh, Mikol Eitzagan Ochel Tochel." Just tell him, Mikol Eitzagan Ochel, eat from the fruit of the trees. Why is it a double Lashon? Ochel Tochel. And I thank my friend Jasmine Shinohara, who I don't think is joining this year, but she is extremely knowledgeable and well-versed in Lashon HaKodesh, so I reached out to her. Ve'im Sagnon, I don't know what that word means, Samach Gimel Nun Vav Nun, Ve'im Sagnon, Ve'lashon HaKosuv Me'id Al Tzivu, it means stylistic. If it's just the stylistic way that the Torah talks, or that the Torah writes, if it's style, in the style of the Torah to speak like this, and the language of the Torah testifies that this is a command, Yesh the Barer, so if it's stylistic, the double Lashon, and it indicates a command, Yesh the Barer, we have to clarify, Mahi Mahu Ha, Mahi Mihut Ha'achila Hazot, Allah Mitzvah Torah. So we have to clarify, if it's stylistic, the double Lashon indicates it's a command, so we have to clarify, what is the essence of this eating about which they were commanded by the Torah? What is the mitzvah? Perushu mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Lahachayos nafsho, to sustain his soul. Yes, Adam was created before Isha, and Adam was commanded about this eating and not eating before Isha. Lahachayos nafsho, vilahanos mipri hagan. He wasn't only commanded to eat, he was also commanded to enjoy from the fruit of the garden. Now remember what we were reading in Faith Over Fear. Why don't we have kavana when we make a bracha? Because we don't have kavana when we eat. But if we had kavana when we ate, if we actually had hana'a from Hashem's glorious clementine and apples, then we would have birkas hanehanin, would have kavana. My bracha of enjoyment, birkas hananin, would be miskaving. There would be intent. I would pay attention to what I'm saying because I would anticipate, like he says, biting into that juicy apple, having the pulp burst in your mouth, taking in the vitamin C. Therefore, perishu mitzvah, this is actually a mitzvah, and Rav Kupperman explained that the problem is, why is it a double lashon? If it's just stylistic, what exactly is the tzivui here? We have to clarify the essence of this eating, which is incumbent upon them as a mitzvah of Torah. We have many mitzvahs in the Torah. We have Rosh Chodesh. We have Limud Torah. We have Yom Kippur. We have Shabbos. We have so many mitzvahs in the Torah. So the kasha is, we have Shemitah and Yovel. What is the mitzvah? L'chayos nafsho. First of all, food sustains you. That's number one. Your body can't, the car can't go without gas. Your body can't go without fuel. When your tanks are empty, you have to go to the gas station and fill up the tank because it needs to run. Your body also needs to run. L'chayos nafsho. So the first purpose of the tzivui is God created man and he has a command to keep himself here and to stay alive. L'chayos nafsho, to sustain your soul. There, but also, v'lehenos m'priyagan. Shem didn't want him only to sustain his soul, but also to enjoy the fruit of the garden. Enjoy your food. That's exactly what the Sefer Faith Over Fear is speaking about. To have hana'a, enjoyment from God's world. We're so worried. We run around with such worry, like the Shvatim, that we don't enjoy life in this world. We're too consumed with worry to be enjoying. Ein Shechina Shruya al mitoch simcha. The Shechina does not dwell in a person only from a place of joy. The Kamoda Amar Sof Yerushalmi de Kedushin. And now he quotes from the end of Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Kedushin, Asid Adam Litein Din V'Cheshbon Al Kol Sherasa Eino V'Lo Achal. In the future, says Gemara Kedushin, Talmud Yerushalmi, meaning in the end of, by after 120. Asid, in the future, after 120, Adam Litein Din V'Cheshbon, a person will have to give a judgment and accounting. Al kol sharasa eino, everything that his eye saw, v'lo achal. It doesn't mean pork and clam. It means anything you're allowed to benefit from, that you did not benefit from, you saw it, and you refrained from enjoying that. You're going to have to give a din v'chashvan, a judgment and an accounting. And by the way, it's exactly what the Sefer Faith Over Fear wrote. Anxiety and fear steal a person's life. And when he gets to the next world, God has tainus on him. We're not enjoying the life and health he was given. That's exactly what the Meshach Chachma is saying. Well, actually, that's what the Gemara says. Asid Adam Litein Din V'Chashvan Akol Sharasa Einu V'Lo Achal. That's the essence of the command. The first command in the Torah is eat. You shall surely eat. What is the purpose of eating? Twofold. One, to sustain you. And two is to enjoy. And that's why Hashem made everything. Think about it. Everything is so beautiful. Everything tastes different. There's apples and oranges. And clementines taste different than oranges. Taste different than pomelos. Taste different than grapefruits. Taste different than, what did I have in Israel last year? Kutusha shvis. Kumquats, I think. Those little orange, yeah? Tastes different than kumquats. Tastes different than lemons. Tastes different than limes. It's amazing. Tastes different than an esrog. They're all citrus fruit. They all taste different. Why did Hashem just make everything taste one way? Like my body still could have been sustained. Because it's not only l'hachayos nafsho, it's also l'henos. Hashem wants us to enjoy the world. And that's what we're learning. And that's why we don't enjoy what we eat, and we're not miskaving when we have a brachos. And generally, when I quote this Meshech Chachma, that's where I go up and talk. Now I'm going to continue. I learned through the rest. Okay? Here we go. V'im amar ha'adam li'ishto. Yes, she was created after. So it had to be a Torah Shabbat Pesach of Sham Shavuos, because she wasn't around. Only Adam heard it. V'im amar ha'adam li'ishto. Now, if man told his wife, meaning the first man told his wife, Ki Hashem yisparach tziva la'achol min hagan. Had he told his wife that Hashem yisparach, God blessed be he, commanded to eat from the garden. Rav Kugler means footnotes. Batar mitzvah asei. Had he told her, this is in the category of a mitzvah asei. Remember, it's not rishos. You can go to the backyard if you want to, but you don't have to. That's rishos. Or, I'm speaking to someone and in privacy, I'm commanding you, I'm ordering you to go to the backyard for the next 10 minutes. Had Adam told his wife, Hashem yisparach tziva la'achol min hagan, Rav Kuperman's notes, Bitar beiz tav veiz resh mitzvas aseh. Had he told her this is in the category of a mitzvah aseh, it's a command. It's not rishus, do you want to eat from the tree or not eat from the trees? You must eat from the trees of the garden. Hashem created such beautiful things. Had he told her that, af shelo kivna la mitzvah, even if when she was eating, she didn't have intention for a mitzvah, mikol makom haya kiyuma magin, I'm going to explain everything. Mikol makom haya kiyuma magin shelo lachom eitz hadas. Had he, okay, we're going to explain everything with the glosses of Rav Kuperman. Had he, Adam, told his wife that this is a mitzvah to eat, not a rishos, a mitzvah, a command. Even if at the time of eating, she didn't have the kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, but she knew it was a mitzvah, that she was not being mindful. Nevertheless, upholding the mitzvah, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, fulfilling the mitzvah, magin, what is magin? Magin yishenu? Or it would have protected shalola chom eitz hadas, the power of fulfilling the first mitzvah in the Torah, which is eat and enjoy, not rishus, command. Even if at the time, if she would have known that we have a mitzvah to eat from the fruits of the garden, even if she would have eaten below kavana, nevertheless, that eating would have been fulfillment of a mitzvah, and the fulfillment of the mitzvah would have been so strong, mitzvah goreres mitzvah. I'm adding that in. That's what Chazal tells in Perek Avos. So therefore, when she would have kept the mitzvah aseh, it would have protected her from not what? Magin, magin yishenu, shelo lachom eitz hadas. It would have protected her from not transgressing the lo ta'aseh. Had she had the power of fulfilling a mitzvah, since mitzvah goreres mitzvah, one, the reward for a mitzvah is, we get another mitzvah. The reward for fulfilling the first mitzvah in the Torah would have been a shmira, would have been a shmira for not eating from Beit Hadash. So I need to tell you of Cooperman's glasses first. Af shelo kivna la mitzvah, even if she didn't have the kavana, which is what we're speaking about, do we have kavana? Ela achlastam. Rav Kuperman says, what does the Meshech Chachma mean when he means, when he says, she would have even eaten it without kavana, ela achla stam, she just ate it stam, like I did at the first dinner on Motzei Shabbos. I was not miskaving at the Har Torah dinner. It was very nice, little, it was like, they were serving like fakes, remember when we were kids, like the Drake's cakes, the Twinkie cake on the, I don't know what they're called. They're like a chocolate cake with hard chocolate icing and a little white squiggle in the center. Yodels?
That's what Drake's makes.
Yeah, but they were small. Okay, so I did not have kavana. I just ate it.
And
The second dinner, I said, it wasn't imitation Drake's, it was just a brownie. They were both very good. The second dinner, I said, oh, you know, I'm going to have kavanah. My inner Yetzer doesn't want this. My outer Yetzer does. Hashem, I'm not strong enough, so therefore I'm going to eat it. So I ate with kavanah. But the first night, I just ate stam. So Rav Kuperman says, let's say she would have just eaten it stam. Lelo kavanah. Lekayim is mitzvah bora'ah. She would have eaten it stam. I don't know how you translate stam. She just ate it like that. And she didn't have the kavanah that she was keeping the mitzvah of her creator. She was eating. But every time she really ate from a fruit tree, from a tree, I shouldn't say fruit tree. We call it etzagan, yeah. Every time she ate the fruit of a tree, she was actually keeping a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The first mitzvah in the Torah. Mikol etzagan ochel tochel. So the apple tree would have been a mitzvah, the clementine tree would have been a mitzvah, the pomelo tree would have been a mitzvah, the banana tree, it's adama, but we consider it a fruit, the avocado tree, they all would have been mitzvahs. Even if it was without kavanah, at the moment of eating the avocado, because she knew that there's a mitzvah to eat from the trees of the garden, she would have had the protection, the shmira, from that mitzvah. Afshelo kivna mitzvah, mikol makom haya kiyuma magin. Nevertheless, upholding the mitzvah would have been protection. So now Rav Kuperman says, what would have been her protection? Shall mitzvahs ase harishona. The first mitzvah thou shalt do in the whole Torah is, ochel techa, you should eat. Afilu lo kavana l'kayim es mitzvah. Even if she was eating without the intention to uphold the mitzvah, mishum why? The mitzvah bi'idana da asekbo, ogin umatzia l'man da amar mitzvahs enetzrich kavana. I'm going to explain it to Aramaic. Because a mitzvah done in its time, be'idana is in its time, da'asikba, for the one who is involved in it, agoni, it's the Aramaic of magain, umatzile, and saves, leman da'amar, like those who say, mitzvos einin tzrichin kavana. There's an opinion in the Gemara that mitzvos do not require kavana. The power of a mitzvah itself is so powerful that just fulfilling the mitzvah gives you shmira. Gives you protection. Because the mitzvah, I'll tell you what it's like. It's like our tefillos. Even if a person davens the Shemona Esrei, which I commend that you should understand the words. Today we don't really have an excuse for not understanding the words, but the plethora of publishers, Baruch Hashem, they have English translation, French translation, Spanish translation, Yiddish, okay? So you can use anything, any translation, but the power of the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola is so powerful that even if you have the machshava, my daughter just went to Shul with Rabbi Weinberger, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, he says there's two aspects to Kavana. The first is understanding the words. The second is knowing you're standing before Hashem. He said we work so hard on the first, understanding the words, that we work as hard on the second, you know, when we're standing before God. If a person knows you're standing before God and you're saying the words, those words, Rav Pinchas speaks about this, have such power in Asharim B'Tfila because they're the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. So the words themselves have tremendous Kavana and power. So even if she wouldn't have thought while she was eating the avocado / tomato / hearts of palm / red onion salad, nevertheless, mitzvah bi'idana, a mitzvah done in its time, the asikba, the one who is involved in it, agoni umatzile, it's a shield and a salvation. So had she known there's a mitzvah to eat from the fruits of the garden, it would have been a salvation and a protection. Laman da'amra, like those who say, mitzvahs ain't in shrichin kavana. The mitzvahs don't need kavana. The afilu laman da'amra, and even those according to the sages who say, mitzvahs trichos kavana. There's a machokas of the stages. Do mitzvahs need kavana or they don't need kavana? So we're not paskening anything. We're not in a place to say anything. Ask your Rav, but he's just illustrating there's two opinions. One opinion is mitzvahs don't need kavana. So if they don't need kavana, had she at least known in the beginning, there's a mitzvah to eat from the fruit of the garden, then every time she ate from the fruit of the garden, she would have been fulfilling a mitzvah. And even according to those who say mitzvahs strichos kavana, mitzvahs do need intention, moda, they admit, sheb'inyan achila ein sarich kavana. Even those who say mitzvahs do, every time you do them, need kavana. You have to have kavana when you're building a sukkah. This is the shei michal k'dishu b'richu u'shechinte, the sukkah stesh u'shiva eskamim l'man yedu dor seicham. You have to know when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar, I'm fulfilling yom tru'a yalocham. You have to know when I'm fasting on yom kippur, v'nisam es nafsho seicham. So there's a shayla, do mitzvahs need kavana or not? There's a mechokas. Even those who say mitzvahs do need kavana, still admit, moda sheb'inyan achila, when it comes to eating, ain't sarich kavana. Why? Mishum shenehene min ha'achila. Because your body is automatically benefiting from the food. So even if you don't have kavana when you eat the earth. So according to those sages who say mitzvos einen tzrichi kavana, and it's a mitzvah to eat, so there's no problem. You ate without kavana, but it's a mitzvah to eat, so you fulfilled the mitzvah. According to those of the sages who say mitzvos do need kavana, even when it comes to eating, they even admit you don't need kavana. Why not? Because your body is benefiting from the clementine that you just ate. Whatever vitamins Hashem puts in there, whatever vitamins are in the apple, whatever healthy fats are in the avocado, you just benefited from it, whether you had kavana or not. You don't have to have kavana in order for your body to absorb the vitamin C. I'm talking about a normal person who's able to absorb vitamin C. So therefore, you are by default fulfilling a mitzvah with your achila. Vishama lazahit kavin rabbeinu b'ktuva. Oh, and that's what the Rav Kuperman says, the Rosh HaChachma means, when he says, v'hachayos nafsho, the purpose of eating is to sustain your soul, v'lehenos m'priyagon, and to enjoy the fruit of the garden. Your body automatically enjoys food. Yes?
Maybe this is why Adam was punished. He was, they said that Chava gave him from the Eitz Hadaat, and it may not be that he knew that it was from the Eitz Hadaat, but he was still punished as though he ate from it intentionally. So it could be one who was punished because he caused Chava to lose out from the mitzvot of eating from all the fruits. Because he didn't tell her it was a mitzvah, he caused her to lose out.
Okay, so therefore...
Right, so he was accountable for all that she wasn't able to fulfill, and then through that he was punished. He knew it was a mitzvah, yeah. So when he ate from it accidentally, it was an avera for him.
I'm not following.
So he was indirectly.
I really want to finish the piece. I want the extra ha'oros to be saved for the end, please. Unless I'm saying something that's not understood, I'm already not going to finish. Okay. That's what Hashem wants. I will take your comment. I want to understand, but I don't understand right now. Had she known that it was a mitzvah, when she ate from the fruits of the garden, they would have protected her. But because she didn't know it was a mitzvah, she ate without kavana. That's where we're up to. Aval kevan shelo amar la, which is what you started to say, because he did not say to her, b'mitzvos Hashem yisparach le'echol, he did not tell her. Maybe he said, you have reshusti from the trees. But he didn't say to her, you're commanded. You can go to the backyard if you want to. You must go to the backyard to play now. That's a very different thing. Aval kevan shelo amarla, he did not say to her, b'mitzvos Hashem yisparach le'echol. It is a command of God to eat. And the Meshe Chachma also, Rav Kuperman points out, she would have been protected from not eating from the Eitz Hadas because she would have kept the first Aseh. It would have protected her from the first Lo Ta'aseh. But he did not tell her. It's a command of God to eat. V'lo kiyama ha-mitzvah. Therefore, she was not fulfilling a mitzvah when she ate. She was just eating stam. But she was not fulfilling a mitzvah because she didn't even know she was mitzvah. And Rav Kuperman says something very interesting. Af al af shebipoal achla meyesser eitzim lefnei shelacha meitzadas. Actually, she ate from other trees before she took from the Eitz Hadas. So she was going around tasting this one, tasting that one, but he never gave her the command, so she didn't know she was eating by command. Mikol malkom kevan shelo yada shezeh mitzvah, lo kiyama ha-mitzvah. So actually she was eating oranges and clementines and bananas and grapes. She was eating many fruits before she ate from the Eitz Hadas, but she did not know it was a mitzvah, and therefore she was not keeping a mitzvah. And therefore, she didn't have the shmira of a mitzvah to protect her from the lo taseh. The power of a mitzvah is so great, had she been keeping a mitzvah, she would have been protected. Magen yishenu. she would have been protected from the lotase. But because she didn't know, she ate stam without kavana. She didn't have the shmira. Look how, first of all, how powerful a mitzvah is. And look how powerful, especially a mitzvah is with kavana. This is the schar for a mitzvah b'li kavana. Imagine when we do our mitzvahs with kavana. And he points out that that's what Isha said to the snake. When she says to the snake, what did God command? She says, listen, the Mesha Chachma, along with Rav Kuperman, points out that when she tells Nachash, we're allowed to eat from the fruit of the garden, she does not mention God's name. Isha says to the Nachash, we can eat from the tree of the garden. But she doesn't mention that God told us to eat from the tree of the garden. But when she mentions the lo ta'ase, she says, but from the tree of the fruit in the middle of the garden, amar Elohim lo sochu mimenu. By the lo ta'ase, she says, it's from God. It's a tzivui. By the ase, she says, it's a rishus. I can eat, I don't have to eat, maybe I could eat. The eating is not a divine command, as far as she understands. The divine command is not to eat from that specific tree. But she does not mention that the eating is from Hashem. Lachein lo hagin aleha. Therefore, it did not protect her. Va'avra halo ta'aseh. The reason she was over the lo ta'aseh is because she didn't realize that there was an ase. And she went around eating from all the trees. But she was doing it without a knowledge that it was actually a mitzvah. Therefore, she did not have any reward. Had she known it was a mitzvah, even if she ate that particular fruit without kavana, the power of mitzvah is so strong, it would have protected her. And Rav Kuperman points out, I can't tell you his whole lashon, I don't have time, I'm just going to paraphrase it. But look at the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with his creations. He gave them such a schus for the upholding of a mitzvah. Osam mekaimim bekalus, an easy mitzvah to keep. Eating is one of the easiest mitzvahs. It's so enjoyable. And it was about asher hi mitzvahs ase shal hana'a, which was our point of departure from faith over fear. He gave them such an easy mitzvah. Look at the chesed that Hashem does with his first creations. What zchus mitzvah did he give them? Such an easy mitzvah. It is mitzvahs ase of pleasure. Before they came to the test of the mitzvah lo tase. He says, look at the chaste Hashem. What is the chaste Hashem? Hashem gave them a pleasurable, easy mitzvah before they came to the exam of lo tase. However, because of whether it was a miscommunication or a misunderstanding or a failing on her part, she caused a bitul mitzvahs ase. She nullified through her eating, unintentionally, unaware, the mitzvahs ase. Umimela lahefsed chusa, and therefore it led to a loss in her merit. And it led to uncovering of the danger of the lo tase. I want to finish this last line in his lashon. This is Rav Kuperman. Lelo siyata deshmaya, because without assistance from heaven, e efshar la'amud mul hayitzer. Without assistance from heaven, it is impossible to withstand before the evil inclination. The siyata deshmaya for her would have been eating with kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of sustaining your life and enjoying. It would have given her shmira. It would have given her protection and guarding against the dangers of lo taseh. Uzchus kiyum mitzvos haaseh. And the merit of keeping, thou shalt do, no ada lios hasiyata deshmaya, it is known that it is divine assistant, likras hamivchan hagadol. Keeping the mitzvos ase, and in this case he says it was so easy and so pleasurable, it was a chesed of Hashem. In the merit of keeping the mitzvos ase, it is well known that gives you siyata deshmaya, divine assistance, likras hamivchan hagadol. When you encounter the great test of the lo ta'ase, and the mitzvos ase gives you the power, the spiritual power to withstand. It's an incredible Meshech Chachma. It's very deep. There was some sort of whether it was a miscommunication, a lack of understanding. But Lamaisa, the first mitzvah in the Torah, is to eat and enjoy. And the Gemara in Kedushin and Yerushalmi says, when you get up there, God's going to have kindness in the words of faith over fear. You saw all these beautiful things that I made. Why didn't you eat and why didn't you enjoy? It's because you're so consumed with worry. Your whole life is one of big worry about things that never even happened. You don't take time to stop and look at the world that I created for you. And when we fulfill the mitzvos asay, for sure with kavana, it gives us a tremendous shmira to withstand the yetzer hara of the mitzvos lo ta'asay. Okay, do you want to try and tell me what you were saying?
If Adam omitted and failed to communicate to Chava that there's a mitzvah to eat from all the trees,
yeah,
then he is indirectly or directly, however you want to look at it, accountable for Chava not
failing,
having that shira.
Okay.
Okay. Then Chava eats from the Ephesus, she realizes, and there are midrashim that say that she made a juice, she tricked Adam and fed it to him, and he ate it like he didn't know he was eating from the Eitz HaDa'at, or she pressured him. But regardless, it almost is like it's like a mitzvah connected mitzvah for Adam. He's being punished through his own
failures.
Yes.
He didn't tell her, so she was nechshol, and it comes back to bite him. Pun is very much intended. Hey, it could be according to the Meshach Chachma. It could be.
I'm thinking when Hashem says, "What? Why are you hiding from me?" He says, "The woman, the Isha you gave me, made me eat." I'm thinking she didn't point down to him. You didn't tell me it was a mitzvah. She didn't say to Hashem, "Well, he didn't tell me it was a mitzvah." She didn't defend herself.
So there's a tremendous. Okay, so there's a tremendous Aruch Chaim that maybe next week, believe later, we will go into to clarify some of the questions that you ladies are having. Okay, the shiur should be Zchus Aliyah, Neshama for Miriam Frun, Dalal Shalom, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak. Thank the Frun family very much for their generous sponsorship. Next week's shiur is Zoom only. I announced it in the beginning. Next week on Wednesday evening. Wednesday, January 25th, year Zoom only. Thank you so much, everybody. Shabbat shalom, Laila Tov. Nancy, I like your dark hair. You look very nice. Thank you. It suits you well.
Thank you.